conscience pure, it's and holy for his sake. May the Lord keep our intentions pure, it's and holy for his sake.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers, welcome back to another episode of The Core of Action. Throughout the program, we'll discuss the various intentions we can make before different actions. We're also going to see insight from Ahadith regarding these actions and their virtues. In today's episode, we'll learn about the good intentions we can make before performing wudu. We'll also focus on the virtues of wudu, including its medical benefits. But first, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, final prophet of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who sends one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. The one who sends 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 100 durood, Allah Almighty sends 1,000 mercies upon him. And the one who sends 1,000 duruds on Judgment Day, his shoulder will be close to my shoulder at the door of paradise." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, it's important to frequently recite durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Set aside some dedicated time to send durood upon the final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This recitation of durood carries immense blessings. It can alleviate your hardships, ease your matters, and invite the mercy of Allah Almighty upon you. Viewers of Madani Channel, every sensible person understands that cleanliness enhances one's dignity, while untidiness diminishes respect and honor. Islam not only purifies individual from impurities of disbelief, but it also uplifts humanity through its profound teaching on physical cleanliness. Whether it's purifying the body, maintaining cleanliness in clothes, tidying up the house and belongings, or washing vehicles, Islam provides guidance and encouragement to maintain cleanliness in all aspects of life. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin." Translation from Kanzul Irfan: indeed, Allah loves those who repent sincerely and those who are exceedingly pure. Similarly, the importance of cleanliness is emphasized in Ahadith. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, said, "At-tuhuru nisful iman," meaning cleanliness is half of faith. Therefore, it's crucial that we make every effort to keep ourselves free from any kind of messiness and set goals to achieve this objective. Maintaining cleanliness and hygiene is essential for our health. Staying in the state of wudu is an excellent practice in this regard. The significance of a backbone and the spinal cord cannot be overstated. They are vital components of our nervous system. According to physiological research, as long as the spinal cord remains unharmed, the nervous system functions optimally. Conversely, any damage to the spinal cord can result in a lifelong disability. Additionally, mental health issues such as depression and psychological disorders are becoming increasingly prevalent in our society. Alhamdulillah, wudu offers protection to the spine and helps prevent various ailments like depression, psychological disorders, and paralysis. Modern scientific research serves as evidence supporting these benefits. Certainly, my dear viewers, there are numerous physical benefits associated with wudu. But beyond that, it holds religious and eternal significance too. When we make sincere intention before performing wudu, it not only brings physical benefits, but also enhances our good deeds. So let's hear about the good intentions we can make before performing wudu. Before performing wudu, we should have the intention, I am performing wudu in obedience to the command of Allah Almighty. It is stated in Bukhari Shariat, to ensure that we receive reward for performing wudu, it is essential to do it with the intention of obeying the command of Allah Almighty. Without this intention, the wudu remains valid, but the person won't receive the reward associated with it. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, if someone consistently neglects to make an intention during wudu, it's considered a sinful act. Intention is mu'akkada sunnah in wudu. My dear viewers, it's crucial to understand that before performing wudu, making the intention to follow the command of Allah Almighty is highly necessary. This is a mu'akkada sunnah, and neglecting it consistently is considered a sinful habit. Therefore, whenever you engage in wudu, ensure to make the intention beforehand stating, I am performing wudu with the intention of obeying the command of Allah Almighty. If you're preparing to perform salah, it's good to include the intention of obeying Allah Almighty when making wudu. This is because Allah Almighty has commanded the performance of wudu before salah in the Holy Quran. The obligatory act of wudu are also outlined in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين.
Translation from Kanz al-Irfan. O you who believe, when you are about to stand for prayer, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbow, wipe over your head, and wash your feet up to your ankles. It means that when you intend to offer salah, perform wudu before it. Before performing wudu, make the intention, I will recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah at the beginning of wudu. The excellence of reciting Bismillah before wudu is highlighted in various ahadith. It is stated in a hadith, the one who performs wudu after saying Bismillah, his entire body will become purified, whereas the one who performs wudu without saying Bismillah, only the limbs of his body touched by the water will be purified. Similarly, it is mentioned in another hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Huraira, when you perform wudu, say Bismillahi walhamdulillah. For as long as you remain in the state of wudu, your angels, meaning kiram and katibin, will record good deeds for you. So, whenever you perform wudu, remember to recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah and make it a part of your routine to gain its blessings. My dear viewers, we should also intend to use miswak as a sunnah, cleansing our mouth with it. Since wudu is performed for worship or zikr and durood, it's crucial to maintain oral hygiene because any odor can discomfort the angels. The Holy Prophet ﷺ emphasized dental hygiene and recommended the use of miswak. He ﷺ even mentioned, if it were not hard for my ummah, I would have made the use of miswak obligatory in every wudu. It means that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam strongly emphasized the use of miswak. He sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam refrained from making it obligatory only because it would be challenging for his ummah. This highlights the significance of miswak and his insistence on its use. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, performing 2 rakat salah using miswak holds greater merit than performing 70 rakat of salah without using it. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, make sure to use the miswak, as it not only cleans the mouth but also earns you the pleasure of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, these ahadith emphasize the significance of using the miswak and the blessing it carries. Let's make it a habit to use miswak, as it not only cleans the mouth but also earns one the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Also, make the intention, avoid makruhat of wudu. It means that you should make the intention to avoid things or actions which are undesirable in wudu. Perform wudu according to sunnah method, For more detailed information, you can refer to the chapter on wudu in the book Laws of Salah, written by Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Sheikh Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. It's recommended to read this book at least once, as it provides easy to understand explanations of the rulings regarding wudu, salah, funeral rites, Eid, and much more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to read religious books. Ameen bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, my dear viewers of Madani channel, make the intention to avoid wasting water while performing wudu. We often find ourselves carelessly wasting water, especially during activities like wudu. Some individuals tend to use more water than necessary during this ritual, which contributes to unnecessary waste. Therefore, let's make a conscious intention before performing wudu to use water only as needed. By doing so, not only we will fulfill a religious obligation, but we will also avoid wastage. May Allah Almighty enable us to refrain from waste. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, make the intention that you make sure to act upon fara'id, sunan, and mustahabat of wudu. There are four fara'id of wudu, which are stated in the verse we've just heard. Number one, washing the face. Number two, washing both hands, including the elbow. Number three, performing masaha, meaning passing wet hands on 1/4 of the head. And number four, washing both feet, including the ankles. In addition to the obligatory acts of wudu, there are also recommended practices known as sunan. These include following the actions performed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam during wudu. Similarly, there are other preferred actions in wudu which we should strive to incorporate into our wudu routine. You can find detailed guidance on sunan and mustahabbat in the book Laws of Salah. Read it and make the intention of adopting these things. Make the intention that you will recite durood while washing each limb. My dear viewers, reciting durood is a form of worship that carries immense reward. Remember, you can recite durood at any time, and it's not obligatory to be in the state of wudu. Before you perform wudu, make the intention to recite durood continuously. Remember, there are countless blessings associated with reciting durood. For each durood recited, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon the reciter. So, as you perform wudu, seize the opportunity to accumulate good deeds. May Allah Almighty grant us even more blessings with our intentions. Ameen bijahin Nabil Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, make the intention that after wudu, you will recite the following supplication following dua. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabina waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Translation: O Allah Almighty, grant me the ability to repent abundantly and include me among those who are exceptionally pure. Also, make the intention that after wudu, you will look at the sky and recite Shahada and Surah Al-Qadr. It is mentioned in a hadith that the person who recites Surah Al-Qadr once after performing wudu is considered among Siddiqeen, the exceptionally truthful. Those who recite it twice will be counted among martyrs. Those who recite it thrice will be honored by Allah Almighty to be with the prophets in the plane of resurrection. It is also stated that the one who looks at the sky and recites Surah Al-Qadr after wudu, inshallah, his eyesight will never weaken. My dear viewers, it is truly a blessing to recite Surah Al-Qadr after performing wudu. Not only will Allah Almighty honor the person by resurrecting him with his prophets on Judgment Day, but also there's a worldly benefit, meaning his eyesight will remain strong and unimpaired. So, whenever you perform wudu, try to recite Surah Al-Qadr afterwards. Inshallah, you will receive abundant blessings. May Allah Almighty enable us to make good intentions before every good deed. May we also remember whatever we heard and act accordingly. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake. May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy.